SBS Radio.
Ang FIFA World Cup segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng TAB. We love a bet.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Mike. Exciting na ang mga laro, ang mga laban sa World Cup.
Very exciting. We had two matches again to finish off the final group to determine who goes into the last group four of the quarterfinals.
Simulan natin sa unang laban, Mike.
Yes, it was Claudette. It was the first match was Sweden against Switzerland. So they prior to this they had never really played one another in a major competition. So it was the first for both. It was pretty even in the first half, although Switzerland had a bit more of the possession. They had the first real strike in the seventh, as early as the seventh minute, and the Swedes were content to just defend and sit back. In the first few minutes, you had a few attempts by Sweden, which were all put off by the Sweden defense. Sorry, it was the Swiss who attacked first. The Swedes began to exert their influence in the second portion of the first half, and we had a few yellow cards as well on Switzerland's Berini. He had a robust tackle on the Swedish forward Berg, who was particularly active in the first half, just as he was against Germany when Sweden beat Germany. So Switzerland put in quite a number of crosses, which were dealt well by the Swedish defense. Berg, for Sweden, came close with a left-footed volley, which the Switzerland goalkeeper Sommer dived to save, which was the first real dangerous Swedish attempt on the Swiss goal. Anyway, the first half ended on a nil-nil draw, with neither side really having a decided advantage. So the second half was livelier. The Swedes started to exert themselves and take more of the possession. The Swiss, although they let the Swedes have possession, they had quite a few corners in the in this match. A lot of them really came to nothing because the Swedes defended well. So in the 65th minute, around the 65th minute, Forsberg, he was the other Swedish forward. He hit the target from a short range out, which was saved again by the Swiss goalkeeper. And he again took out another shot at the Swiss defense, which rebounded into the feet of Arkacsi, who took a very decent shot, which flew into the Swiss goal and gave Sweden a 1-0 lead. So what this shows is that, you know, once you're just outside the penalty area, you should take a shot because sometimes it gets deflected off a defender. So this was a case when Forsberg actually took the shot and it was deflected off the Swiss defender, Arkacsi, and went into the net. So that gave them a 1-0 lead, which they were able to really nurse till the end of the end of the match. So the Swiss came away losers, and the Swedish actually deserved to have that that win 1-0. So they are in the into the quarters, and they awaited the result between the second match between England and Colombia. So the second match was very dramatic. This was the one that went all the way into extra time and into penalty kicks. And this was one of those matches which was back and forth. It ebbed and flowed. In the first half, we had the English pressing the Colombians. They won a few corners. The other thing that we saw in the first half was the Colombians were particularly hard with their tackles on the English. So, which is sometimes a sad part of the game. We had the English center forward Harry Kane. He was fouled quite a few times by the Colombian defense. So England won a free kick in the early part of the match because of a foul on Harry Kane, and this was sent in the box by the fullback Trippier, which Kane just missed as a header. So the foul resulted in a corner. The Colombians put it out for a corner. Trippier took the corner, and Harry Kane just headed it over the bar. So that was the first real attempt in the match, and it went to England. Mm-hmm. So later on in the first half, Kane got another free kick after a tackle from behind by the Colombian defender, which was just outside the penalty area. In the positioning in the penalty area, there's a lot of this pushing and shoving. The Colombian Barros, he got booked for headbutting Henderson. Finally, the free kick was taken after all this drama. And Trippier, the fullback who normally takes the free kicks for England, just hit it out wide. So Colombia got their first attempt at goal with Quintero. He had a shot which was easily gathered by the English goalkeeper Pickford. The first half ended 0-0, and in that first half, the English winger Raheem Sterling was pretty active. Mm-hmm. So that the Colombians defended the English pretty well. So they obviously had the right tactics for the English attack. Now in the second half was a livelier second half, with the Colombians pressing, taking more of the possession, and really pinning the English back in their half. So at least in the early part. So there was a situation in the around the 65th minute when the fullback Arias pushed Kane just around the penalty area, and he got booked for a foul on Kane, which the English took. Young sent it out, and the Colombian defender headed it out for a corner. Around that, a little bit later on, a penalty was given because Sanchez was caught. Another defender was caught hanging on Harry Kane. So the penalty was given, and Kane scored. He put it in the ground against the goalkeeper Ospina, the Colombian goalkeeper, who actually plays for Arsenal in the English Premier League. So he knew a lot of the English players pretty well, which also in effect in the penalty kicks. So Kane scored and put the ball in the middle, with Ospina driving one way. And England were ahead 1-0. Now, Henderson was the first Englishman to get a yellow card because he was constantly arguing with the referee. But there was a lot of this type of fouls which were really instigated by the Colombians that were going on. So it was a lot of simmering anger below all of this. Anyway, the match went on, and we had the first half ending with the English in front. So the second half was also very active, and the Colombians, just as we got into the 90th minute, finally got an equalizer. It started off with a kick, Uribe, who struck a brilliant kick from 45 yards out, which forced a magnificent save by the English keeper. And he saved it, so it went outside for a corner. And so Colombia took the corner, and the tallest man on the field, the Colombian defender Yerry Mina, he headed it down and into the net, 1-1. And this was very dramatic, because as soon as he headed in, and a few seconds after that, the whistle was called for extra time. So it was lots of drama in this match. So in the first half of the extra time, again, this is another one where it ebbed and flowed. In the first half of the extra time, Colombia pressed on. The ascendancy was on the Colombian side. They pressed on because they were spurred by that late goal. So there were some good attempts. There were substitutions made from both sides. And there was a particularly good Colombian attack where Mojica crossed an excellent ball, which Falcao headed wide. So that ended the first half of extra time. The second half was again end-to-end. This time, England really had more of the possession. They had two fresh substitutes as well. One of them was Jamie Vardy, who's a forward. So he had a few attempts. He miskicked once. And it was furious attacking from both sides, with England looking the more threatening. So finally, what England dreaded most was the whistle was blown for a penalty. Now, there's a bit of history here, because England have what they call a penalty curse. So often in lots of tournaments, the last one being in 1990, when they reached the semifinals, they were actually lost out because it went into penalty kicks. So they had this thing hanging over them if they had to get into it again. But this is a new team. They have a new coach. And I heard an interview just before the match with their manager, their coach, Gareth Southgate. And the interviewer asked him, have you practiced for penalties? And I remember clearly that Southgate mentioned to him, yes, we have practiced for penalties. And this showed through in the penalty kicks. The Colombians had one penalty kick saved by their goalkeeper, which was a weak kick by Henderson. And then the other Colombian, Uribe, he actually missed the goal. He hit the crossbar. Whereas on the England side, the English goalkeeper had a good save on one of the Colombian kicks, and the last kick came to the English substitute Dyer, who again put it into the net perfectly. So you could see from the English kicks that they had practiced it before, because they were putting it to one side in the corner. So England came through 4-3 in a very dramatic game, which is really a good testimony to both teams. Although Colombia, you know, they are very gutsy. They fought hard, but they just have to get do away with a lot of this tackling. The result is England face Sweden in the fourth quarterfinal.
So pasok silang dalawa sa quarterfinals.
That's correct. Never fails to excite.
This FIFA World Cup segment was brought to you by TAG. We love a bet.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.